This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, I so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know? The Christmas season, or the Christmas, you know, you can call it the Christmas holiday. I call it the Christmas season. Because, you know, what do we spend, like 4 months getting up to the Christmas season? I mean, seriously, this is so crazy. And so what it takes for us to get, you know, to get here, right? So I do appreciate some of you who will take us to, some of you who, look at, 2 years ago, it just got too crazy and we couldn't afford it anymore, but we used to give away these buttons. Now we sell them. And we used to give away these buttons that said, you know, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. So a couple of years ago, I had 4,000 requests for the button. And it wasn't because the button was so great and so wonderful and so perfect. That wasn't it at all. It was because with the emails that I was getting, which was, hey, Joe, we're with you, man. We are tired. Tired of people, you know, I don't want to say dissing. That's an old term, I guess. Christmas, we have no problem. I had one lady actually say to me, hey, listen, I'm Jewish. I don't even believe in Christ. But I'm tired of you people being beat up over this. I had an atheist guy send me an email, and I'll put them up. Right? I had an atheist guy say to me, hey, look, I don't even believe in God, period. But I believe in your right to say Merry Christmas, and I, as an atheist, am never offended when you say Merry Christmas. Because I understand the meaning. I understand the spirit behind what you're saying and what you're saying to me. So isn't that part of it? If we start looking at each other, if we start talking and dealing with each other, with the spirit that's meant by it, should I get upset at an atheist who wishes me a Merry Christmas? Because, well, he doesn't believe in Christ. He doesn't believe in God. He shouldn't be able to tell me that. He should be honest about what he's saying. Well, he is being honest about what he's saying. Seriously. Come on, think about it. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, let's not get all caught up in this. It's Christmas for me. If you know I'm a Christian and you refuse to say Merry Christmas to me, then you're disrespecting me. And how much of a friend am I to you, really? And vice versa. Yeah, look at, if I know it offends you to no end, why would I do that? Why would I poke you in the eye? I'll say happy holidays to you. If that's what you prefer, that's what I'll say to you, if I know you. But if I don't know you, my first greeting is going to be Merry Christmas, because that's what I celebrate. That's what I believe to be truth. Residents in an affordable housing complex for low-income renters were ordered to remove the nativity scene and other religious symbols from public areas. It was like somebody brought in a vacuum cleaner and sucked the joy out of Christmas, said Linda Hopper. Mercy Village is owned by Mercy Housing, Inc. It's a Denver-based nonprofit. A spokesman for the company blamed the Fair Housing Act for evicting baby Jesus. Line of crap. Come on, it's a line of crud, you know it. I'm so tired of people that don't have spines. It is not that there can't be a religious symbol. There has to be equal opportunity. So put up a Star of David. And whatever else somebody wants to put up. Because of the way the fair housing rules work, any decoration having to be religious has to be religious neutral. And shared spaces, said the spokesman for the company. So Mercy Housing, as most other property owners, does not allow religiously themed decorations in common areas at any time of the year. So I guess they don't do Halloween, because, you know, that's a pagan holiday. Origin in paganism. How about a happy birthday Jesus banner? That's a no-no. A cross? Can you take down that cross and keep on walking? The three wise men. You know, they go nuts on this stuff. I mean, they go out of their minds. I'm not talking about nuts. They go out of their minds. Residents have done a wonderful job turning the second floor public area of the complex into a festive Christmas showpiece. The Globe reported indicates that there was a Christmas tree with a star, candles, and a Santa figurine, and an activity scene. It just felt very welcoming and festive, Ms. Hopper told the newspaper. We need places like that. We need to see beauty and peace. And we, you know, I go back to what I said before. How bad can it be? Goodwill towards men. Peace on earth. All that whole crazy stuff. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. Oh, terrible. Let's not, we'll not have any part of that, thank you very much. Right? And that's an important world tradition. The newspaper reports that the residents have been decorating the public areas of the complex for many years. All of a sudden, some atheist turdhead got in there. And they've never been sued. They've never had any complaints from the residents. But management decides, hey, let's not do this. Come on, anybody else find this offensive? But the Christmas tree is now called a holiday tree. And Joseph and Mary are now Frank and John. I don't know. And the baby Jesus, they were all boxed up and shipped off to storage. Once again, we've got to have religion neutral. Boy, they're looking out for all this neutrality. If it's all neutral and everybody's equal, then how come some people get a leg up and some people don't? Right? We want everybody to have the same opportunity. We want everybody to be equal, yet we want, we want religious neutral, or actually religious negative, maybe. I don't even know what to call that. It's just crazy. Come on, seriously. If you're not on board with this, if you don't think this is crazy, there's something wrong with you. And again, this is proof. There is a war on Christmas. I believe it goes further than that. I think it's a war on Judeo-Christian principles, Judeo-Christian values. But that's just me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Not taking any calls, though. I recorded this earlier today just for you. And we are taking the week off next week. But I am putting together a whole bunch of good shows that you'll like. Some of them will be recorded during the day. You know, I'll do the top-of-the-hour segment so that you guys have fresh, good material. I don't want you to feel like I've abandoned you, run away from you, or anything like that. No, seriously. I enjoy this way too much to let you down. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Talking about the continued war on Christmas. Can we just be honest about it? So, let me see. So now, you know, we've even got these housing projects that are HUD subsidized that say they can't have the nativity scene. And it's not true. It's just flat out not true. And I don't know why we let them get away with it. The Christmas tree is now called the holiday tree, and Joseph and Mary at the complex and baby Jesus were all boxed up, shipped off to storage to make the public space as neutral as humanly possible. Now, they can only decorate the common areas with secular decorations, but here's the problem. What's a secular decoration? No, really, because there are people that tie every part of Christmas back to some kind of religious event or what have you. Right? Santa Claus, Saint Nick. Right, you've got the tree, the evergreen tree, which ties it to everlasting life, which is not real. It's actually part of the Yule. It's what does they call it? The Yule time, pagan religion. Right, ties into their events, their tradition. Then you get the lights. Some groups say that you can't have colored lights because that's the colored lights make it Christmassy, make it religious. However, if there's a string of white lights, it's okay. Why not black lights? Why white lights? Are white lights the only things that matter? Boom, boom. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Right? Think about it. Think about how stupid we've gotten with this stuff. So religiously neutral state is one that does not give the appearance that the property prefers or limits one religion or another, the group said in a report published, in a recent published report. Yeah, I'm doing backwards tonight. But that's not true either. Just because somebody puts one up, it means the other group was too lazy to put one up. Remember, it's equal opportunity. It doesn't mean that it has to be equal. It simply means, look, if the Jews want to show up, if the Muslims want to show up, if the Satanists want to show up, let them do their thing. Because I'm a big believer in truth will prevail. It may take a while, but truth will prevail. So just because my Christmas stuff is up there, doesn't mean anything. It's not a bad thing. You know? Okay, so a religiously neutral state is not one that gives the appearance that it doesn't prefer anything just by not allowing anything, blah, 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 let me throw up in a bucket. I certainly hope that means Mercy Housing makes its workers clock in on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and I'm going to go one step further with this. So then there'll be no overtime. There'll be no time and a half, right? Because it's just another day. This sounds like a job the President-elect Trump should take on. Maybe he can make Christmas great again. I don't know. But see, it's not up to him. That's the other thing. It's not up to him to make Christmas great again. It's not even up to him to make America great again. It's up to you and me to make America great again. It's up to you and me to start talking out. Talking out? That's not right. Speaking out. No, come on, honestly. When are you going to get off your butt and start speaking out? When you see like stuff like this happening at your grandparents' school. I mean, if your grandparents at your grandkids' school. When are you going to start doing that? I'm curious. Right? It's getting worse and worse and worse. And I want to know when you're going to stand up, step out. Well, I don't care what word you use. It don't make a difference to me. Right? When are you going to step out, stand up, do whatever it takes to protect your kids' rights, your rights, my rights? So, again, there's so many of us that will stand up for you, with you, arm in arm with you. There is so many of us that will do that. And I don't understand for a minute why you won't step up and do it. Why you won't? I really don't, guys. I'm not trying to be mean. Not in any stretch of the imagination. I was talking to somebody earlier today from another radio show, and I said, look, our founding fathers knew what they were giving up, and they were willing to do it. Our founding fathers knew that they could lose house, life, children, kids. I mean, you're talking about... Come on, think about this. You are talking about this massive attack on your belief system. When do you When do you step up? I don't know. Again, I'm sorry. I sometimes get so deep in this, I go somewhere else in my head. As far as, you know, again, our founding fathers were willing to give up. Are you? Right? Our founding fathers. What are you willing to give up? And for you Christians, God was willing to give up his son. What do you want to give up for your kids? Just a question. What are you willing to give up? I know. I'm beating it up for a reason. All right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, you know what? You've got to get involved in the conversation. You've got to talk to the people around you. You've got to make sure that people truly understand what it is. What are you trying to communicate? What are you doing? What do you care about? You know what I mean? Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. Not a Christmas gift. We're too late for that. I cannot overnight it. But I can get it to you within the next week or so. And I think you can get it even faster on Amazon. What would that be? What could I possibly be talking about? It's my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that I've been told over the last 8 years that I can't say are in that book. Right? Can't talk about women's issues because I'm not a woman. I don't have the right parts, although I don't know if we can use the term woman anymore. I can't talk about black people because I'm not African-American. I don't have black skin. I mean, all this crud, all this garbage that we've been sold, that just isn't true. I'm a human talking about human issues. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. Xander Gibbs is going to join us right after the break.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple child.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to jump right on it because we only have him for a short period of time. Xander Gibb joins me today, just a couple of days before Christmas. And Xander, Merry Christmas. You do Christmas, right? You don't. I don't have to do like holidays.
Of course I do. Yes, Merry Christmas to you too and to all of your listeners. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, you and I both can put the suit on, buddy. Let me tell you what. So, anyhow. Although my hair is a little whiter than yours, and I have a beard, so I don't know. I probably would do it more justice, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, I dye mine, so, you know.
Oh, really? Right here? Is this?
I'm very vain, you see. When you're a big celebrity like me, Joe, you've got to look
hard. I'm a big celebrity, too, but, I mean, I'm talking big in size, so it's a little different for me.
Yeah, you said it.
You know, I told you I was going to talk about politics with you, but I got to touch on a few things before we actually get into the Christmas thing. Lena Dunham, right? She's sorry she didn't have an abortion. I mean, why is she anybody? Yeah, no kidding. Ooh, boom, boom.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know, because, you know, I don't really watch anything she's in, and not just because she's not in it, but I just don't find her appealing. And my, you know, kind of the things that I find appealing that I want to watch is there's a very broad spectrum, but she does nothing for me. I don't think she's funny. I don't think she's talented. I don't think she's entertaining. And, you know, if you're listening, Lena, you know, I'm sure somebody loves you.
Yeah. Well, obviously her mother did for obvious reasons, but... I hear stuff like that, and I go, how do these people ever make it anywhere, and why do we really even, I mean, frankly, why do we really even care kind of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really craziness. That's number one. Number two, and I got to ask you, because it's the gay couple that got up in Ivanka's face, right? I'm saying to myself, look, if any group knows persecution, if any group knows, persecution just because of what they're labeled as, the gay community should know that. What the hell is that all about?
I'm getting a bit concerned at the kind of behavior of some members of this LGBTQ, ABCDFG community, because since gay marriage was passed in the United States, they kind of think they're this protected class. You know, last week they were fighting, one of them was fighting with the woman from the Brady Bunch, Susan somebody or other.
Oh, yeah, that's
remember.
Right, yeah.
You know, this week they're attacking... Donald Trump's daughter and her husband, who are Jewish. But, you know, incidentally, there was more of a fuss made about the fake Islamophobic thing the day before than two Jews being attacked on a plane.
I know. Isn't that great?
And it bothers me.
Isn't that great? So I just was curious. I mean, I'm watching this stuff thinking, Did they take liberties because they figured nobody would get on their case? I would get on anybody. I don't care whether you're gay, lesbian, straight, whatever the terminology you label yourself with. I would get on anybody for doing that to her on a plane. You want to attack her dad? Go attack her dad. Don't attack the kids.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
But let's face it, would they have done this? You know, I thought daughters were off limits. You know, we've been told for the last 8 years that we're not allowed to comment on Saskia and whatever her name is, Malala.
The two Obama kids. How about that? The two Obama kids. Yeah, there you go.
You know, they've been, you know, off limits. You can't comment on them. You can't say anything even remotely negative. And I agree, because, you know, politicians' families should be off limits, and that includes Ivanka.
Yep.
And I, you know, what do you think about it? This guy, Donald Trump, he's a millionaire businessman, doesn't want for anything, but he's put all that aside because of his love for his country to actually try and make America great again. And this is the things he gets, they never leave him alone. And I tell him, if he called me to see his inauguration, I would be there with bells on. I really would.
Yeah, he wouldn't call me.
If you're listening, Donald, give the call.
All right, so we don't have a whole bunch of time left, and I really want to give you this because it's close to my heart. I haven't talked to you about this, so this is kind of a first thing. Christmas or happy holidays, and why?
Definitely Merry Christmas. In my brain, it's Happy Christmas because, you know, I spent a lot of my formative years in England, and that's what they
say. Is that what they think? They have to screw up. They screw up the King's English all the time, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We give you a, you know, the British give us a language, and this is what we do with it. I'm not here to placate anybody. If you live here and you have a different religion, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to celebrate Christmas to say thank you very much, and I'm the same to you. You don't even have to say Happy Christmas. It's just another darn excuse to make a scene, as far as I'm concerned. So yes, it's definitely Merry Christmas, and if you don't like it, don't listen. You know, bah humbug.
Yeah. You're hot tonight, aren't you, buddy?
I am.
Well, it's, you know, and it's kind of, I keep telling people, it doesn't sound like a big deal, and people will say to me, Joe, it doesn't matter whether we say Christmas or not, because it's still Christ's birthday. We know it's still Christ's birthday. Why do we care? But I keep saying, because you keep taking stuff away from me. I mean, that is a very important day for me. That is the birth date, and I know it's not the exact date, but it's the day we've chose to celebrate as the birthday of our Lord and Savior, of our God. And when you demean that, you demean me. You say that, you're saying that I don't matter and what I believe doesn't matter. And you know what? It's hurtful. It's hurtful and it's wrong. Am I off center?
No, you're definitely not. And I think the thing is, if you reverse this, if you actually said, oh, you know, that Muslims couldn't celebrate one of their traditions because it was offensive to Christians, that would be a complete uproar. I'm glad we're taking this country back. And I'm not, well, yeah, I am here to offend people. I really don't care. It's actually about keeping our traditions alive and keeping our standards. And if we're not allowed to do that, we may as well give up right now and hand the keys over to ISIS.
To the lunatics, right? I mean, that's how I put it. You know, let's just hand it over to the lunatics, right?
Don't bring Democrats into this Christmas.
Ooh. Yeah. And again, just so everybody understands, Xander and I aren't saying that if you don't celebrate Christmas, you're a loon or something.
Because, no, of course not.
No, if you celebrate Kwanzaa, which is not a religious holiday for some people don't know, you know, happy Kwanzaa to you, or joyous Kwanzaa, whatever the terminology is. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. I mean, we don't take anything away from that. Don't take it away from us.
No.
You know?
Absolutely. I kind of think the world's gone mad, and everybody's been so politically correct for so long, we don't know what we can say and to whom, and I'm kind of sick of it. So if I say something, you know, whether it's on my show or in real life that offends you, I'm absolutely sorry, but that's not what I am out to do, unless you're a Democrat, of course.
I said it. You are on it today. I don't care what you say at this point. You know, it's you know, the day before Christmas Eve. I don't know if that's a true terminology, but you know, I'm looking forward. My grandchildren, it'll be the first time both of them will be here at the same time. Or we have four, but it'll be the first time two of them are actually here with the whole family around. And you know, it's a time to, you start realizing as they get older, as you get older, you start realizing, man, they're growing up in a world where everything's moving a million miles an hour and people are questioning Christmas. They never questioned Christmas when I was a kid. So, you know, you're talking to these kids, they really don't know, and that's our job. Our job is to make sure, you know, that we're laying a foundation for the young people to be able to express their beliefs, whether you're in line with them or not, right?
Absolutely. And isn't this what people of other faiths are trying to do, too? I mean, some of them a little bit too egregiously, as far as I'm concerned, but that's exactly what they're trying to do, too. So you stick with your traditions, and we will stick with ours. We can live in the same country. We can live in the same household, even. Mm-hmm. But let's, you know, just try and afford each other the respect to be able to practice and celebrate what we want to practice.
Well, you know, Xander, it's like affirmative action when they used to say that, you know, the blacks have been oppressed for so long and held down so long that we have to give them a leg up. And some of these people feel like, you know, we've had to celebrate Christmas your way for so long, now you have to tolerate us. They go, no, it doesn't work that way. You know, 80% of the country professes to be Christian or some form of Christian. I don't buy that number, but I'm just saying. And if that's the case, then Merry Christmas shouldn't be an issue. A Christmas tree shouldn't be an issue. But did you do that story? I got a real short period of time. But did you do that story about the elementary school that had to stop doing Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol because a parent complained about God Bless Us, One and All?
No, I didn't. But tell me which school it is, and you know I'll go and slap the principal. I'm getting so sick of this because it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, even Muslims refer to their high deity as a god. God has more than one name. Their deity has more than one name too. Mm-hmm. Our God has more than one name, but we just call him God, basically. You know, well, I call him Father. I don't know about you, but
yeah,
you know,
I call him Daddy. Well, he likes me better, so he told me, so I call him Daddy.
Yeah, somebody was saying to me the other day when we were chatting over tea, but that's for a different show.
All right, hey, tell people really quick where they can find you.
Absolutely, ZandaGift.com, everything is there, and the show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Make sure you tune in on Facebook Live, of course.
Xander, have a great Christmas, and listen, Johnny Mathis. Everybody knows who he is. We'll be back in a minute. It's my pre-Christmas show. Don't go far.
Once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are some messed up white people.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guys, thank you so much for being with me this evening. I appreciate the time that you are spending with me. I try to have some people on, talk about Christmas, how they feel about Christmas, what Christmas means to them. Yeah, because everybody's got different traditions, different ways of doing things. My family's Italian, or of Italian heritage, I should say. We're Americans, but we're of Italian heritage. And, you know, my mindset, or the way I look at stuff, is, you know, this is what's great about America. Think about what you're bringing into America, right? You know, whether your family's German or Spanish or Irish, we all have our different traditions. That's what makes, I will say that's what makes Christmas special, because Christ is what makes Christmas special. But what makes Christmas a little different here in this country is that you see these different ways that people do things. You know, a lot of Italian families, they really celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, right? Most of the gifts are open Christmas Eve, because that's when all family is together. You know, we're hanging out. We're eating like a bunch of pigs. You can't help it. My aunt, my mother, my grandmother. Some foods I'll never see again. They're lost in the generation. I will never see them again. But the cookies, the candies, the desserts, you know, some people, it's fish on New Year's, on Christmas Eve. Right? So you got to get, again, you got to give these people credit, I'll say. And for bringing their, don't be afraid to bring your culture. See, that's the other thing that people keep forgetting. As Christians, we're not telling you to give up your belief system. We're not asking you to give up your culture. I'd never ask anybody to give up their culture, if you would. I enjoy different cultures. I enjoy watching how different group or different, you know, ethnicities, different cultures. I don't care whether they celebrate Christmas or any one of the other days. Again, I can only speak to the Italian culture, if you would. You know, the Italians have these feasts in the middle of summer, in August. And it's a celebration, most of them are religious celebrations, but a celebration nonetheless. And you get to see the different things they believe in and how they do and the foods. And my God, the foods, are we serious? Imagine if we didn't have to worry about weight. If I didn't have to worry about weight gain, I'd go to every one of these events and to the different groups, you know, German and Irish and Spanish and so on. I went to an event last week where the food of the evening was Indian food, which never really agrees with me. But I'm always willing to at least taste certain things. You know, you revel in the color of some of these foods, the presentation of some of these foods. Just always amazing to me. And then you start watching the little kids run around. I'm trying to set some foundation here for you. You know, you see little kids running around, and you remember yourself when you were a little kid running around. The food was just, it was a normal part of the day. It was a normal part of the celebration and what was there. And think about them. If I had brought those kids to my house for a traditional Christmas meal, what would it have been like? Maybe they would have saw a cannoli for the first time in their lives. I don't know. Right? Think about it. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you've been spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to finish up a little bit here with a coach that was reprimanded for taking a knee, but he didn't lead the prayer. He had nothing to do with the prayer. He wasn't even there. I mean, he wasn't even at the initial coming together. So there's a Florida middle school coach who everybody loves. Thinks he's wonderful. He was reprimanded for taking the knee during a student-led prayer on the football field. Now, Wakulla Middle School football coach Eddie Metcalf did not lead the prayer. He didn't recite the prayer. He simply took a knee and bowed his head while the kids were praying, which for a lot of Christians is the way to pray. When you come in front of the Almighty, when you're getting in front of God, I mean, come on, let's not be stupid. I'm driving down the road. When I'm driving down the road, I don't take a knee. I don't close my eyes. I don't bow my head. And you can still pray. But this is one of those moments where the kids came together to pray, and he was supporting them. Why shouldn't he? Now, according to the Wakulla County School Board, that act of reverence is against the law. And actually, it's not. The superintendent went on to say, that's not allowable under the law. The coach may not participate in prayer. I don't know where it says that. I don't know what law says that. I wonder if the school district would have made such a fuss if the middle school had taken a knee to protest the national anthem. Probably not, because that's covered under free speech, but apparently prayer is not. I reached out to the superintendent, the writer, Starnes, says that I reached out to the superintendent hoping to get an answer to the question. She's not got a call back. That's usually the case. They don't really call back because they don't know what to do, and they're not so sure they made the right move, or they would call back. Not only was Coach Metcalf forbidden from participating in prayer, he was not even allowed to give any public indication that he was praying. He may not kneel with the players, said the superintendent. He may not put his hands on the players during the prayer. What we want our coaches to do, and what most people have survived with in regards to meeting the letter of the law, is to have separation from the players by two or three steps. I don't know what law says that. There is no law that says that. Controversy started in November when the Freedom From Religion freaks found a Facebook video of Metcalf kneeling with the football players. The Freedom From Religion freaks is a group of perpetually offended atheists. This is true. Oh, it is true. Go look them up. Look up the stories that they're behind. They're perpetually offended by anything. I'm, you know, they're gonna lobby to have telephone poles pulled down because they look like a cross from far away. Okay, most of them, you know, they're atheists, agnostics, and what they like to refer to themselves as free thinkers. They're from Wisconsin. Apparently troll Facebook. They go looking for these kind of things. They go looking to sue these people. Now, Coach Metcalf's conduct is unconstitutional because he endorses and promotes his religion when acting in his official capacity as school district employee. Not true. Look, I'm a school district. I'm a trustee for a school district. A trustee. I've been elected by the people in the community who know I'm an outspoken Christian, who know I pray, who know I run the local prayer breakfast that's done every year. And it's not wrong. It's not illegal. And when the kids go to the flagpole to pray, if I'm there with them, guess what I do? I bow my head. I come up to the flagpole. Sometimes I put my hand on one of them. And they encourage it. Sometimes they reach out to take my hand. You might as well say, no, sorry, son. That's against the law. FFRF attorney Andrew Saddell wrote in a letter to the school district that they allege that the middle school football coach who takes a knee with his team in prayer is a serious flagrant violation of the First Amendment. And as a result, the FFRF letter, the school district launched an investigation and determined the coach was guilty of bowing his head. That's right, bowing a head and taking a knee off with his head. Listen, you mean, think about it. He's guilty of bowing his head and taking a knee. Where is that against the law? It's not. The TV station reported the coach was served with a letter of professional guidance and warned that he would be disciplined if it happened again. In other words, it was a slap on the wrist. But the school district's actions clearly demonstrate that the Wakulla County School is hostile towards people of faith. You know why I say that? There is no law against taking the hand of a child, taking the knee, bowing the head, as long as it's not led by the teacher, which is crazy in and of itself anyway. It's infuriating, Jeremy Smith told the news source. And he was not preaching or teaching or proselytizing or evangelizing. He was reverently nodding his head. That's all. Smith and Metcalf, a longtime friends, and attend the same church. But, you know, what would happen, you think, if somebody stood and the president was given a speech? You know, the president walks in the room and everybody stands, but I don't. How do you think I'd be treated? Right? Everybody's clapping and I'm not. Right? Don't they want us? They'd be wanting us to have some kind of respect for what was going on, right? Smith and Metcalf, a longtime friends, they attend the same church. He said the coach is just a good man who cares about the players. The coach has poured his life into this town, Smith said. When you hear about men among men, that's the kind of man he is. And the freedom from religion freaks can't stand it. That's mine. They're so hateful of anything morally correct or right, or 180 degrees from what they believe to be truth, is they've got to sue over it. Nobody complained. Only they did. Nobody in the town complained. Only they did. It's a self-righteous bunch of turds. They know what's best for everybody else. Even if you're in that town, you've lived it, you can't see it, so therefore they have to fight for you. Come on, Annie. Does anybody really buy this stuff? That was nice. Because I don't. I find it offensive, and I find it wrong. Anyway, I think somebody should go after the school. Big time. Yeah, they can give the money back to school for all I care. And then First Liberty Institution is going after them, which I think, personally, is just wonderful. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Having a pleasure with you tonight. Hoping you're having one with me as well. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
It's the best time of